and glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is.
Yes.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
My King. What a beautiful name it is.
Yes.
Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Didn't want heaven without us.
Thank you.
Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now?
Yes.
What a wonderful name it is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a wonderful name it is.
Jesus.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is.
Jesus.
Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a precious name, Lord. I thank you, God, for the opportunity of praising you and loving you, God. As we surrender ourselves to you, death could not hold you. Failed one before you to silence the boast of sin and the grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory. What a powerful name it is.
Yes, it is.
And what a powerful name it is.
Yes,
the name of Jesus Christ, our God. What a powerful name it is.
Yes.
Nothing can stand against.
Hallelujah.
What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is.
Yes.
And what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. Oh, what a powerful name it is.
Yes, it is.
Nothing can stand against.
Jesus.
Oh, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is.
Yes, it is.
Stephen, before you start off, I want to tell them, I forgot that this was for Sunday. This is Youth Sunday. And when Stephen called me and said, I said, Stephen, it's next Sunday. He said, this is for Sunday. Our months are passing so fast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But we thank you, Stephen, for being here. God bless you.
Absolutely. I am happy to be here. And I just want to take a minute and continue praising Jesus a little bit, first thing. Is that all right?
Yes.
So earlier this week, I was feeling pretty down. Satan was trying to attack me hard. I could barely stand up without feeling dizzy, lightheaded. This lasted for about 24 hours, and then Jesus looked at Stephen and was like, "We can't have that."
Hallelujah.
So the next morning, I woke up. I was fine.
Hallelujah.
And that just goes to show just how amazing Jesus was. Yes. He looked down, saw his little buddy Stephen. And he said, "Come on, man, Satan, you ain't getting this one down."
Hallelujah.
So just anybody else have any praise reports, anything they want to share?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good.
I heard from Hannah at the youth camp. She's Bonnie was sharing with me that Hannah should go see in church, that they all got to dancing in the spirit.
Oh.
And then Anne's two granddaughters came up to her when they came back, says, "You know anything about the Holy Ghost?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Well, he got a hold of me or something." So that is a praise report.
Amen. Yeah.
She was really struggling in her, and it's just a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
I love
she's
it.
Where I'd like to be.
But not until we're ready for it.
Yeah.
God puts it in us to live as long as you know, the
Amen.
That's just proof that he puts it in.
You are voice to this generation, so you got to stick with it.
To live is Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Well, how many of you know it's all right to rest in the Lord?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
This actually came out of, from this week when I was feeling awful, that's where I got what I want to share with y'all this morning. So, how many of you know what Romans 8:28 says? Who can tell me?
8:28.
Romans 8:28.
Start us off.
Yeah, it says, God causes all things
to work together for our good.
Yes. So, while Satan was trying to get me down, with feeling sick, all that, Jesus used this week actually to help give me what I needed to share with y'all.
Hallelujah.
And give me the rest that I needed. Because I've been working pretty hard and I just needed to take a little bit, rest a little bit, and hear what God had to share with me.
You know why it did turn to your good? Satan
why?
Made it to destroy you. But because you stayed with God and sought Him,
Absolutely.
That's why it was turned to your good.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging on to God.
For God causes all things to work together for the good for those who love God.
And accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
So, you know, it's just not out of that like cherries if you feel bad. So it's there to destroy you. And you got to recognize that. But you went to the Word of God and let God talk to you and do you and tell you things and all. So it worked to your good.
Definitely. And I don't think that God...
Because you had the faith there to give it to
Absolutely.
You.
I don't think God was the one who made me feel
that
terrible.
No. They didn't do it to make you.
No.
Oh,
God
did. I know you
did. The enemy did it.
But he used that. He used that bad situation Satan was trying to attack me with.
Yes, he was.
And
he
still used that Satan was trying to do to further his kingdom.
Yes.
Bring
your
his
heart was laid in it because you saw God.
Absolutely.
You didn't give up.
That's right.
Sometimes we give up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard, but we hold on to God. He always turns around for mm-hmm. us.
Amen. And that's exactly what I want to share with y'all today. Because I was laying down in my bed trying to get better. My body ached. It almost felt, I must have been laying there for like 10 minutes, just completely still. And it felt like I could barely move a muscle.
Oh,
I want y'all to close your eyes for a minute. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I won't do anything weird. I'll just be sitting here. But I want y'all to picture this. Mm-hmm. I was laying down. My body ached. Mm-hmm. Even when I thought that I wanted to get up, I could barely move. I slowly became aware of even the rise and fall of my chest. I laid there for about 10 minutes completely still, and I realized, isn't this often how we feel in life and in serving God? Hmm. You can open your eyes now. It didn't actually take any more energy then to lift up my arm or move a finger than it does now. I mean, right now, I'm talking with y'all, I can just thoughtlessly move my arms. Mm-hmm. Barely takes any effort at all. While I was laying there, focused on how bad I was feeling, how heavy my arm felt, it seemed like something was impossible. Who can pull up Matthew 11:28 for me?
Matthew 11.
First one who gets it, go ahead and read it out.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What do you think that means? Anyone?
Doesn't matter what our condition is, just go to Him. He is
absolutely.
Our rest.
That's good.
He is our rest and our peace. He is everything. He's our creator. He is everything to us.
Amen. So we'll pull up Philippians 4:8.
Morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure,
hallelujah.
Whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. What I was doing there, laying in bed completely still, was I was focusing on what was going on with me, how I was feeling. When I felt like I just couldn't do anything, mm-hmm. I was focused on what I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that made it seem impossible at that time. But God tells us to not focus on ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He tells us to focus on the things that are Him, whatever mm-hmm. is true,
yeah.
whatever
yes.
is good,
yeah.
whatever is lovely, admirable. All these things that are of God, that's what He wants us to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we focus on ourselves, it's almost like a magnifying glass.
Yes.
It makes it seem like we're so big, and
yes.
the problems that we're facing are almost insurmountable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What happens when we turn that magnifying glass around and focus on God, though?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. Shows us the truth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure beats just sitting here staring at our navels,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
When we start focusing on God, magnifying Him, we get a closer grasp on how big, how wonderful, how great, how
yes.
powerful He really is.
Amen.
Because no matter how much we try to magnify him, he's still bigger than we can know.
Yes, mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
So it doesn't matter how much we focus on him, he can still get bigger.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
So the more we focus on the things of him, mm-hmm. the more we're able to experience what he does.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And you know something really cool? As we focus on his things, mm-hmm. as we focus on him and magnifying him, guess what?
The problem becomes smaller.
Yes, it does. You know why? He's in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And so as we focus on him, mm-hmm. everything else around us kind of starts to shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hallelujah.
You ever notice how when you just start getting into the Word, not much really seems to matter besides Jesus and what you're doing with him.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when I'm listening to a real good sermon, when I'm worshiping him, any interruption, I'm just like, that can wait, that can wait. Oh, sure, there's a little fire in the kitchen. Psh, I'm talking to Jesus right now. Okay? I mean, he's the one who had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst of a fiery
yes.
furnace.
Hallelujah.
When we're focused on him, everything else just doesn't seem as big.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Brother Stephen, can I say something about the scripture I just read?
Absolutely.
One of the most important parts. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. We labor too much.
Amen.
When this is a Christianity should not be a labor. It should be a rest. To rest in Jesus. When we labor, we get our hands all in everything that God is trying to do for us.
Exactly.
But if we would just trust him through the hard times in our life, just sit back. I know I've had to say, God, I don't understand, but I trust you.
Amen.
Whatever it is, we don't need to labor. Just rest and let him work.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the Old Testament saints, they never could enter into his rest. They were always labor. You do this for them, they
yes.
won't. You know, they never could enter into his rest. And rest, the book of Hebrews say that it's a faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you enter into your faith, that becomes a rest.
Yes.
You're just leaning and relying on Jesus.
Yes.
But they never could do that. You know, that was their biggest problem. Yes. They never could enter into rest.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that rest, that relying on him is very important.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
He says, my yoke is easy,
yes.
my burden is light.
Amen.
Come to me if you want to find rest.
Hallelujah.
Because when we start focusing on him, we start going towards him,
yes.
we realize he's a lot bigger
yes.
than whatever
Hallelujah.
We're facing.
Amen.
He's a lot bigger than my problems.
Amen.
And so I can rest knowing that as I'm walking towards him, he's got all of this.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Get the balance between I'm resting. I'm just gonna rest. And
well, that's where belief comes in.
Right.
When we say rest, we're talking
about belief.
About faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what the writer of Hebrews said. Said resting brings you into a faith.
Yes.
Yep.
Resting in him, not just laying up before him. I'm laying up before the Lord. Not that, you know, although our body do needs a rest,
yes.
but the rest he was trying to bring the yes. children of Israel in was faith in him. Believing
him, rest in him.
Leaning and relying on him,
yes.
you know. And if you lean in the right, he'll take you. The 23rd Psalm, if you lean and rely on him, he'll lead you.
Yes.
Right.
To rest or when to just
Amen.
Something happened. My neighbor knocked on the door. It's been a couple of years ago. And before she knocked on the door, I was really tired. I told my husband, I'm going in there and just, he said, well, just go in there, just lay down. We didn't know she was going to knock on the door or nothing.
But I went in and I laid down and just rest. That was the Holy Spirit leading me into a rest. Mm-hmm. And it was just so important that I was calm, restful, and it put me in a place with Him too.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes. What do you think about the thought of a yoke? Take my yoke upon you.
And learn.
The yoke. I think of yoke as being two together.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
So Jesus and you. So if you're talking about oxen,
amen.
You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The yoke.
If one oxen tries to go this way, the other one's not. It doesn't work well. Lean back. You know. So does that really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. And the Word of God just said labor to enter into that rest.
Yes.
Well, right there.
Out when we stop, because we have that time.
It says, for unto us the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard, for which we have believe enter to the rest. And then what she said, there remaineth therefore a rest in the people of God. For he that entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did for him. Let us labor to enter that rest, and that's strictly. And then it says the word of God is quick and powerful. So we labor in a good labor. We have to stay in the word. We have to be obedient to the Spirit. But it's not us.
Keep our focus. That's what he said.
Yeah. You got to keep your focus. You got to get your faith on him. You got to stay in the word to keep your faith.
Yeah.
So there's a good. We don't labor to do stuff like you were laboring like. Oh, I can't move my arm. What am I going to do? You were fear and worry and concern. You were laboring that way. And then you got in the Word and just realized the peace of God and that rest
absolutely.
Just happened. See, one waters, one plants, but it's God that gives the increase.
Amen.
So we have responsibility, but the increase is not based. Your healing was not based on what increase you did.
Absolutely.
It was your faith in Jesus.
Amen.
It brings the increase.
But if you didn't know that, unless He just did a miracle for you, you might have been sick several more days.
Yeah.
You got over it.
Mm-hmm. May I comment on what Muffin said about the being yoked together with Jesus? If you're yoked together, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get ahead of Jesus. We need to let Him be the lead.
Yes.
The lead oxen or the lead horse. And us follow Him. But if we buck against Him, then He's trying to pull us in the right way and we're kicking this way. So we want Him to lead us.
Yeah.
I thought that was wonderful for bringing that in.
I mean, the way I'm picturing it is kind of like a big ox being kind of yoked to a young cat.
That's
just trying to walk along with it.
In other words, it's not equal. It is equal in some ways.
Yeah.
Because Jesus makes us,
But they're able to overcome so much of the weight that they're pulling because of the big ox.
Yeah.
But if the young calf is trying to go too far one way or just absolutely refusing to move, then the big ox really has to just drag it along.
So it's easier if the little just walk with him.
That's right.
Or to just walk right alongside
him. Let him lead us.
And your first question reminded me of verse I wanted to bring up, Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. And that's a verse that God has constantly reminded me of, to just acknowledge Him. But the know that I am God part, actually when I looked it up in the Hebrew, because it's in Psalms, it says, doesn't just know, but acknowledge and decide. A lot, it had a really long list of definitions there for the Hebrew word, but it really gave the impression of not just sitting there and sitting on your knowledge about God, but really acknowledging Him and worshiping Him for who He is as a result of knowing, whoa, He's God. It really has more of an effect of, like I was saying earlier, magnifying Him, focusing on Him, knowing, wow, God is a lot bigger than sometimes I give Him credit for.
Yes.
And so sometimes it takes us being still, putting away all the other things that we're trying to work on or accomplish in ourselves.
Hallelujah.
And focusing on how incredible He is.
Amen.
And forgetting how overwhelmed we can get with some of the impossibilities of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that with God, all things are possible.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, go ahead.
Is this a scripture that just coming in my head? I don't know. In Jeter, it praises God known. That's, I don't know if I'm quoting Mary or what.
It's what now?
In Jeter, it praises God known. You know, that's just one way you know God. But praise is, like you're talking about, praise is very important. I think you really develop an intimacy with God.
You do.
When you praise when and then go to worship.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And that's one way He's known. I read an article in Kenneth Copeland magazine a few years ago, and this man, all he ever did was praise God. He didn't ask Him for nothing.
Hallelujah.
I guess he did in his spirit when he's praying in the spirit. But as far as with his understanding, but everything was taken care of.
Hallelujah.
All he did with his known language was praise God. And read the word.
Man.
Well, that's what Solomon was doing when he did all those sacrifices. I mean, when I read about how many sacrifices he did, even God asked me, like, Solomon, what do you want? Just tell me what.
Yes.
What do you want? Praise God.
He might have said something that had a need the guy was, but I mean, he didn't go out and just pray for stuff.
Right.
And it fascinated me that he was so...
Yeah. And just worship and praise God, so, you know.
I mean...
His faith was turned toward that.
Yes.
You know, I know God can take care of that. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first
yes.
the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you."
Amen.
So that's probably one why Satan fights praise in church. True praise
yes.
and worship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he wanted. He told Jesus.
Because he knew how important it was. Woo, Mary.
If you just bow down and worship me, he said, you're coming Lord. After the kingdom.
Amen.
He said, I know what you're coming for. And if you bow down and worship, I give you all these kingdoms.
I never thought of it that much, that powerful before.
You know the power in worship.
Yes. I knew it was powerful, but I never associated with that's what Satan wanted. Because
mm-hmm.
he knew
just
that
one
was
thing,
the key for the big keys.
Yes, he wants that worship. Satan
yes, because he knew that's important.
And if he can stop ours from God.
One of the biggest things that keeps us from doing everything God has called us to do is fear.
Yes.
We get into fear. We start focusing on
ourselves.
How things
yes.
just won't work out for us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this on what we can do. These things seem impossible. They're just going to overcome us. But when we start focusing on God,
yes,
Bible
Hallelujah.
Says perfect love casts out
Hallelujah.
All fear.
Yes.
When
Hallelujah.
We start focusing
if
on
he
the
is
one
perfect
who
love.
Is
yes.
love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Then that fear just goes away, and
Hallelujah.
We recognize
Amen.
Just how big He is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's when
Hallelujah.
He really starts working.
Woo.
I want to close with
Hallelujah.
This.
Hallelujah.
When we're focused on the problems around us, we tend to magnify that, and they seem to be bigger than we can handle.
Yes.
When we're focused on each other, we can do what is normal for us to help them. But when we're focused on God, we begin to see Him as He rightfully is.
Hallelujah.
Way, way bigger
yes.
than any of our problems.
Hallelujah.
And the really great thing is, He's inside of us.
Yes.
So when
yes.
we focus on Him and magnify the Lord, making Him bigger in our lives, not only does what we can't do seem smaller, He can do huge things in our lives.
Yes.
He makes us able to overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Yes. Wonderful.
Praise God. Let me add this to I heard an evangelist say, fear plucks you into the devil and faith plucks you into God.
Yeah. Oh, that's
yes.
good.
So yep. true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you're in fear, Satan's involved.
That's right.
Get rid
of
get rid of the fear, you get rid of him with it.
Amen. Amen.
Just run to God.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Oh.
Let me close this out in prayer.
Let's just give God another hand.
Amen.